up? Welcome back. This is CJSF 19.1 FM Canopy Community Radio. You are listening to Richard's show. Today we are decoding the human brain from memory to hunger. So that we talked about hunger. Now let's talk about fatigue. Have you ever had a day where you had to make 100 small choices? What to wear? What to eat? Which email to answer first? And by 5 p.m. you just can't choose what to watch on Netflix? Psychologists call this decision fatigue. Willpower and decision making are not infinite. They rely on a part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex. Think of it like a battery. Every time you make a choice, should I buy this blue pen or the red pen? You drain a little bit of that battery. That's why people like Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg famously wore the same clothes every day. They didn't want to waste their limited brain energy on choosing an outfit. They wanted to save that energy for big decisions. So if you feel tired after a day of just thinking, don't be hard on yourself. Your brain has run a marathon. Now let's listen to the soundtrack called Happiness Live by Adrienne Lenker.
Look at Mercury, just believing in silence with your mother like a true beginner. Dissolution of your cells, such a lonely winner. Happiness, happiness, the clover. Fluorescent snow, gasoline, coffee. Look at you, big enough for happiness. The paint chips, the frame rusts, the wind. lips. Clutch burns, breaks. Mississippi River.
During the day, you are filling up your short-term memory. It's volatile. If you crash, you lose it. Sleep is the moment you hit save. While you sleep, your brain is replaying the patterns you learned during the day and moving them to long-term storage. If you study for 5 hours and don't sleep, most of that data is deleted. Also, there is a cleaning crew. In 2013, scientists discovered the glymphatic system. When you sleep, your brain cells actually shrink a little bit to open up gaps. And fluid rushes in to wash away toxins that built up during the day. It's literally taking out the trash. So that's wash away toxins. So sleep isn't laziness. It is system maintenance. Then let's listen to a song called Ruined by Adriana Lenker.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back. Also, we can have the audience calling in at our station's telephone by 778-782-2573. If you have any opinions, perspectives you want to share with me, feel free to call in during the music playing time. So in the last section, we talk about the sleep and how the sleep is helping our memorizing new things. Because when we sleep, the neurons, the cells will make more space and taking out the toxin during the day to allow the data changing from short-term memory to long-term memory. So it's a system maintenance. For the next topic, it's the flow state. I want to talk about a feeling I get sometimes when I am programming or practicing piano. You sit down to work and suddenly you look up and 3 hours have passed. But it felt like 20 minutes. You were totally locked in. Psychologists call this the flow state, or being in the zoom, in the zone. What is happening here? Normally, our prefrontal cortex, the part that worries, plans, and judges ourselves, is very active. But in a flow state, that part of the brain actually quiets down. You stop second guessing yourself. You stop worrying about, am I doing this right? And you just do. Your brain releases a cocktail of performance enhancing chemicals, dopamine for focus, norepinephrine for energy, and endorphins. To get into this state, the task has to be hard, but not impossible. If it's too easy, you get bored. If it's too hard, you get anxious. You need that Goldilocks spot right in the middle. That is where high performance happens. Now let's listen to the next song track called I Forget Myself by Akida.
It all should be, but life rarely goes to plan. I wish I could hold your hand. So stop, wait, look back at me. I want to know without feeling it all, without hearing it all, without loving it
all. Welcome back. We are in the final stretch of this hour. I mentioned earlier that I am learning French and playing piano. A lot of people ask, is it too late for me to learn a new language? I'm not a kid anymore. There is a myth that your brain hardens like cement after age 25. This is false. The concept is called neuroplasticity. While it is true that children have super plastic brains that soak up everything, adult brains remain plastic throughout our entire life. We can always build new connections. The difference is efforts. As adults, we have to focus harder to trigger that change. We need to make errors, feel frustrated, and correct them. That feeling of frustration, that is actually the chemical signal telling your brain, hey, pay attention, we need to change a circuit here. So if you feel frustrated when learning something new, that is good. That means your brain is physically upgrading itself. We have just a few minutes left. I want to end on a musical note. Since this is a radio station, we listen to music all day. But why does a minor chord make us sad? Why does a fast beat make us excited? It's because music bypasses the logical part of your brain and goes straight to the limbic system, the ancient emotional part of the brain responsible for fear, pleasure, and memory. Music is one of the few activities that lights up almost the entire brain at once in an MRI scan. It uses the motor cortex, rhythm, the auditory cortex, sound, the visual central, reading music, and the emotional center. It is the ultimate full body workout for your brain. Thank you for hanging out with me for this hour of neuroscience and this neuroscience. I hope your neurons are firing a little brighter now. I'm Richard, enjoying the rest of your week, and until next week. The next program in our radio is called That Chinese Show. Now let's finish this show with a song track called On an Island by Alex Runyans and My Reason by Alex Runyans.
You untied the rope. Watch where we head for the world. probably shouldn't resist. 'Cause no one's wrong, no one's wrong.